Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
KVJ Cuts.
If somebody's done you wrong, it's time for you to sing along. And call them out, call them out, call them out. You gotta call them out, call them out, call them out. It's time to call them out.
Okay, who do you need to call out and for what here today? You can text it into us, 877-979-WRMF, 877-979-9763. One thing I kind of want to call out, you guys seen those express lanes? They're all over South Florida now. And I got to tell you, to me, there should be some kind of rule that you cannot have an express lane if you take it down to one lane. Because you have to pay to get in the express lanes, right? So you get down to one lane, what happens? You have somebody in the express lane that's going 50 miles an hour. It's not an express lane anymore. Yet I've paid to go faster here in this lane, but I can't because there's only one lane and I'm trapped.
Oh, I see. So you want a double express.
Yeah, to me, I'm calling out where on 95, like in Broward County, where they only have one lane on the express lane. You can't call it an express lane when you have only one lane because it becomes a not express lane when somebody goes slow.
So get him, Reggie.
That's right.
How that works. It's kind of like a fast pass for Disney, kind of a sort of speak.
That's kind of it, yeah. That's the express lanes they got. They have them all the way Miami, and now they're going to be going through Palm Beach County and I think even up in through Martin and all that eventually, but they pretty much cut off a little bit north of Boca right now.
I have a stupid question.
Yeah, go for it, baby.
We expect it from you.
When you get this express thing.
Yeah, the express lane, yeah.
Are you allowed to, let's say, go 90?
Well, no, you're not allowed to. I mean, it's not really supposed to be about speeding, but trust me, there are people. Look, we're all under this separate agreement and understanding. If you're a South Florida driver, you know how it goes. Ain't nobody really driving the speed limit. I mean, everybody's going, you know, the standard, a minimum of 5 to 10 miles over. And then other people are, you know, zipping 15 to 20 miles over. And to me, if you go into the express lane, you got to go in there pretty much knowing, like, okay, I'm not the person that's driving under the speed limit.
So
that's not a place for you.
It was a dumb question, though.
No, it really wasn't, because I think people think that, oh, I bought the express pass. I can do 100 miles an hour. It is not a pass to go 100. If the cops pull you over, they'll still give you a ticket.
That's right. What I'm wondering.
But a lot of people in those lanes do go super duper fast.
They do. They do. Except for the one person that goes 50 miles an hour, and you're like, why did I just get this express lane?
It is annoying.
This is silly.
When you got a slow poke in the left lane, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's just... This is not really for you. This was not created for you. Or, again, just do more than one lane. You can't call an express lane and charge people when you only have one lane.
In your entire driving career, has the Kevin Ralston ever gotten so mad at someone you flipped them off?
No.
Wow, man.
Don't think so.
You are good. No. I don't think I've ever done that either. I know you have, Virginia.
Oh, I have. Definitely. Mm-hmm. I need to stop because it is stupid, but I did it a lot in my youth.
You don't do it no more?
I try not to do it as much because now I feel like I know too much about unhinged people and the weapons they have in their car. And you hear all these stories about people just shooting each other over road rage, which is insane.
And you've had a weapon in your car before, right?
I got several.
Yeah.
But I mean a gun. I don't have a gun in my car. I'd be afraid about flipping somebody off, giving them the bird, and then they shoot me. I'm not ready for that fight.
No, I mean, they made movies on it. People always say, you got to check out that. There's some movie about, well, they had Beef on
Beef,
Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's another one, too, about somebody that goes
crazy on
somebody.
It's happened in real life. Yeah. There was a lady driving down the road. She flipped somebody off. They flipped her off. They shot in her car. Bullet hits her kid in the back seat and kills him.
Oh, like, well, that's uplifting.
I don't need that.
We just made a left on Depression Boulevard.
I don't need that.
She just took the express lane through Depresstown.
That's a fast pass.
I was just trying to make a joke about
how. Fast pass to Depression.
Hold on, real quick.
She's calling out unhinged people who drive with weapons.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
I think it's about the gun.
You're right. The gun is different than.
The gun is way different than the baseball bat and the knife that I have.
Okay, I've said my piece about that. Somebody else needs to get out about the one problem they have with the tipping thing. Now, look, I know we hear a lot about that, but their problem is that you are tipping when you're paying at the moment. They went to go get pizza with some cheese bread, and when they order and the credit card reader gets flipped around, it shows, okay, would you like to tip? And I hit 20% because I think I should. And then after that, they give me my beer. The beer tap doesn't work. It's with a computerized card. Okay, no big deal. I get my $5 back. But when I get my pizza home, it's not my pizza.
What?
And I'm like, hey, man, you gave me the wrong pizza. And like, okay, they give me a $15 credit and all that. But, I mean, I tipped on great service on 20%, and it turns out the service was terrible. So it's almost like I need to find out that you do a good job. 20% just shouldn't be a given 20%. There's some people who are still holding on to, they like the tip being to ensure prop service or to ensure good service. And when you're tipping at a level and then you don't get that, they feel like they have been taken advantage of.
No, you're right. There is definitely, especially with a lot of these apps, they make you tip on the front end before you even get the service.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a good tipper, which a lot of people, some people do, and you tip good, and then all of a sudden you get your hoagie, and it's a hoagie full of ingredients and bags, and then it's
got and that's what they're calling out.
And there's onions on it too.
And it's weird when you're in a place and the person is just flipping around a screen and you're picking up your own sandwich. Like, that to me, I'm not giving you 20%. I'll give you 10. But I think the place you must tip is DoorDash. And Suits was telling us the other day, because he was doing a little moonlighting and working for DoorDash, he said out of 10 DoorDash deliveries he did, only like two of the people or three of the people tipped him. And I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
That to me is insane.
Yeah.
This is a person driving a car to your house to bring your stuff. And how fast they go or don't go is like how cold or warm your food is. Like, why wouldn't you want to tip that person on the front end as much as possible?
Mm-hmm.
How can you not tip the DoorDash person?
I wonder if Suits would have been cool with if he delivered some food and they go, I don't have money, but I got 20% of some love to give you. Are you cool? Is he cool with that?
Suits, would you have been into a romantic liaison with a hot MILF? She doesn't have any money to tip you, but she'd like to tip you with some sweet kisses.
I just wonder how long.
She's good looking,
it's
Suits.
It's all good, but I don't pay the bills.
Suits, she is definitely like 8.5 out of 10.
Well, I mean, look, it's tough times out there. You know, some people just
it's better
doing what they
got
to do. Hey, it's better than no tip, right?
8.5? That scenario would be an amazing scenario
and
for a lot
it never happens.
Never. No.
Never
it depends on who opens that door, and it's not an 8.5.
Have you ever had an 8.5 open the door?
They don't even want to see you these days, Virginia. They just let you drop it off at the door.
Oh.
It's true.
You don't see
it.
People.
No, you barely see anybody. No.
You don't see them because they're embarrassed that they didn't tip you.
Most people wait until you're gone before they'll open the door. This way they don't have to risk making eye contact with you.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a different day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another person wants to call out a South Florida concert venue. They crammed everybody into the backyard portion of where we were seeing this kind of a metal group, I guess, at Revolution Live. But she wants to especially call out the mom that had her little girl there in the pit. Look, I'm cool with kids going to concerts, but if they are, put some ear protection on them. This poor little girl's there without ear protection right by the speakers, and I had ear protection in, and it was still too loud for me. So, parents, if you're going to take your kids to concerts, do the ear protection and don't park them right next to a speaker.
Oh, there's no way that kid didn't get thrashed in that pit.
I know, right?
In the pit?
Seems pretty intense.
At a metal show?
Yeah.
Good Lord. That's
seems
too
like
much
lot.
For me.
Yeah. And Courtney wants to call out bad neighbors who took one of their garbage bags and put it in her can, but they left the bag wide open and there's a whole container of garlic sticking out and flies were getting in and flying all around her garbage and it was stinking. She said, that's just rude.
Would you be mad if you looked outside and your neighbor put trash in your trash can?
Not too. And it depends on which neighbor.
Yeah.
And,
do I like this neighbor? Yeah. If I like them, my can's your can.
Yeah.
But if I don't like them.
But two, if you're going to do something like that, you got to make sure that you don't put an imposition on them, like leaving the bag open, and so now flies are there, and your can now really stinks.
To me, that's kind of a big move to put trash in someone else's trash can. I'm talking neighbor. That's a weird move, no?
It is a little weird because the can better not have any remnants of whatever you leave in there. It has to be wrapped and it has to be no evidence left behind.
Well, imagine you putting trash in your neighbor's trash can and they walk out as you're doing it. You wouldn't feel weird about that or kind of slightly uncomfortable?
I would.
I would too.
Let me see. Somebody else about got into it in Key West. They were down there and somebody was, a girl was banging on the bar. So my husband started banging on the bar to show her how rude it was. And her scrawny little boyfriend came over to start something with my husband until he stood up and he saw how big he was. never mind.
You know what? I rescind my immediate response.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good. I wish I could have seen that.
Me too.
All right. Any other call of outs, you can always get through to us. I do have a few on here. Somebody said, yeah, calling out the chatty ladies behind us at Hamilton yesterday. Shut up and watch the show. Stacy said that.
Oh. Chatty at a Broadway musical? Oh, I say something.
Yeah.
I definitely say something.
Well, that can't be a cheap ticket.
No, it is not. The Kravis Center is not a cheap ticket.
Yeah.
That's pretty annoying.
Yeah.
We don't talk in a Broadway musical, you moron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just rude. You don't do that.